Hey squad, I'm your host, Danielle Donovan, and you are listening to 5 Minute Fridays, a 5 minute pep talk and boost of inspiration to take with you into your weekend. Today, we are back with our beauty expert, Elise Tabern, who is an editor, entrepreneur, and true beauty expert. And today, we're talking all about how to deal with breakouts at every age. Elise, take it away.
I feel like I could talk for days on this subject because I have experienced breakouts at every age of my life, as a teen, as a young adult, when I was pregnant, and now into my 40s. And my biggest piece of advice I can give people that deal with breakouts is to try and figure out what's causing them. If it's your products, if you're using the wrong products, switch out your products. If you know that you use moisturizers that are too heavy for your skin, if they have heavy butters in them or anything that's gonna clog your pores, if they're non-comedogenic, then change out your products and use something that's lighter. Picking pimples, popping pimples is never the way to go. You want to treat them effectively. Our company, Twish, created, my daughter and I, Zit Ain't Cute, which is a spot treatment for pimples. I use this almost every single day, even though it's made for teenagers. It's that good. I have a lot of moms who use this to fight their hormonal and like premenopausal acne and breakouts. And the product contains an encapsulated version of salicylic acid plus colloidal silver. So it helps take down the blemish, but also reduce redness. So that's one of my favorite ingredients, is this mix of salicylic acid and colloidal silver for breakouts. And that can be used across the board for all ages, boys, girls, men, women, and everybody can use that product. But there's also other things that you can do for your breakouts. You want to use a good cleanser. You want to make sure you're washing your face every single day, especially if you're prone to breakouts. Again, nothing too abrasive, nothing that's like too creamy. You want to keep it like pretty neutral in the cleansing department. But something that's got like a little bit of an exfoliating effect is great for people who break out, because it just gets all the dead skin off our face, which is what can contribute to breakouts. There's plenty of different factors, but buildup of dead skin cells in the pore, along with bacteria, inflammation, and all of that is what leads to breakouts. So cleansing and making sure that you're using the right cleanser. Also, you don't want to damage the skin barrier. If you're using anything on your skin that's too abrasive, it can damage the skin barrier, and therefore you can break out more, which will just cause this whole cycle to perpetuate. So you want to make sure that you're not stripping the skin. A lot of people think, oh, I'm breaking out, I need to use something that's got like a really harsh acid in it, or those old school alcohol based astringents, or just like these gritty scrubs, like scrub off like the whitehead. And that's not the case when treating breakouts effectively. You want to nurture your skin and treat it with products that are made specifically for breakouts, but modern day formulations, because skincare has changed so much over the years. There's also a lot of like at home things you can do too. If you've got a really bad breakout, you can pop on a blue light LED mask. They're the ones that everyone wears like all over TikTok that make you look like an alien. But the blue light is actually really great for breakouts. It's anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, so it kills whatever is in the pore. And there's also these really crazy like gadgets that use high frequency that you can use. Obviously, like you're going to want to use them cautiously, but you can use them on a specific pimple to kill the bacteria. The ones have a special electro currency in it that causes the bacteria in the pimple basically to suffocate. But there's things like that, you know. And then like if you're still not seeing any type of improvement in your skin at home, go see your dermatologist. There's a lot of options at the dermatologist, from creams and lasers that can be used now to some of the like tried and true methods like Accutane for really stubborn cystic acne that's just unresponsive to anything. And if you have like a big event coming up and you just have like one nasty giant zit that pops up, you can always go to your dermatologist too for a quick shot of cortisone. But biggest thing is not to sit in the mirror and pick your skin and try and pop your pimples, because nothing good will come of it.
Such a good takeaway. So many great tips. Elise, thank you so much. I love that you shared, one, find out what's causing them, two, get a good cleanser, three, picking them and popping them is not the way to go, and nurture your skin. There you guys have it, 5 Minute Fridays. To connect with me, I'm over on Insta at @thesquad_co, and we'll link up all of Elise's info and her company Twish in the show notes as well. Happy Friday, guys.